Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet.
Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
We're back for another episode of That's So Hun. It's Pride season, it's in full swing, we're having a fabulous time. And Electra, how's Pride season going for you so far?
Oh, it's lush. Pride season's so good. I wish Pride season was every month, honestly. It's just a celebration, isn't it?
I love how you're so enthusiastic about it, but blatantly you're just books blessed and busy, right?
So yeah.
She's getting the coins.
I'm working my butt off. I've not slept in days, in months.
Tell me what's been going on for your Pride season. You've been book blessed and busy all around the towns and everything.
All around the towns, working very closely with brands, just living the dream and living the life. Yeah. And obviously...
Getting the coin.
No, we've got a lot coming up as well, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Brighton.
I cannot wait for Brighton.
Do you know what? And I'm so excited that we won't be getting to see Girls Aloud because we'll be working. But I got to see Girls Aloud recently and they were fabulous. If you went to see the Girls Aloud show at any of the recent tour, you would have loved it and had a great time. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Did you want to get on the bikes that they were riding in the sky?
Yeah, I did actually. I got escorted out of the venue.
I can see you wearing one of those big red skirts actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
I do it with my duvet actually. Anyway, we've got a fabulous guest on the podcast today.
We have.
We are so excited. A total hunch. Should we just get on with it then?
Let's crack on, baby.
Crack on. Please welcome to the podcast the fantastic Mae Muller.
Woo! I'm so excited to be here. It's like a joke.
I know. Well, what I love about it, though, is that you have come fresh off the plane, off your hollybobs. Off your hollybobs. When did you get in?
I got in last night at like midnight.
And we're recording
and now we're here, we're fresh. I mean, I did get a blow. I actually got a blow dry yesterday in Turkey, especially for this moment, because my hair was like full of like seawater and just like oil and it was crazy. And I can't do my own hair because I'm just nothing like diva-ish, I wish, but I just am so bad at it. So I was like, let me get a blow dry.
I was going to say, I do love your hair. It's very like...
I mean, I'll keep this blow dry now for like a week.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, and it's all your hair, isn't it?
It is. It's just all mine.
Same.
We had to bring up hair, guys.
Oh,
I'm sitting right here. When I go to Turkey, because I go to Turkey quite often, because I love it. When I go there, I always get myself a new wallet every year. And so it's just a nice... And I mean, the thing is, I'm all about a genuine fake.
Absolutely.
You know, if you can get it. You know what I mean?
If it looks good. And I feel like half the people that we see with all this designer stuff, I'm like... I feel like more people than we think,
exactly.
And I'm here for it,
exactly. It's not as if we're going to go up to somebody's bag and start like fingering around it and be like, oh, what's going on in there, is that actual, you know, is that the correct stitching?
I'm fingering bags.
No, I'm talking about, you know, like checking the quality of it, etc., etc.
Get the magnifying glass.
Not the finger hook again.
no, we're not talking about that.
It's an American shop.
This podcast we found out about Finger Hut. It was about three episodes ago with Marisha Wallace. So what I love about your Instagram as well is that you've been taking unimpressed pictures in fabulous locations. Tell us about that.
What, just like me looking miserable? Yeah. I do that quite well. It's quite funny because I feel like when I'm talking to people, I'm quite like, the second there's like a camera put in my face, I'm like,
dead moody.
I can't.
It's all in the pose.
Anytime anyone asks me to smile for the camera, I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah. Do you feel like you've got like the posh spice, the ghost of posh? Oh, the ghost. No, she's still with us. It's not a ghost.
Breaking
God
news.
God forbid.
The spirit of posh spice is inside.
I mean,
you.
I could only hope for that, you know? I don't know. For some reason, it's just my
Your go-to?
My go-to? I don't know. I just think
but
it looks
sells.
Better.
It sells. That unimpressed look that like people do. I love it.
But I just can't, sorry to cut you. What I can't stand now though is, and I never used to get it before, I feel like the straights have like discovered my page somehow and they're like, give us a smile. Like, why can't you smile a bit more? And I'm like, you don't get it.
You're not getting the irony of
you
all of
this. You don't understand. Like, it's not for you.
Yeah. So you let's...
Straights.
The straights. The straights are the
I mean,
haters.
I am one, but... Yeah.
An ally.
I used to be one.
Yeah.
So, I know that you're a total hun because I've, like, followed you, like, for the past year, and I know that you get up to some really honey stuff, but would you consider yourself a bit of a hun?
I would, yeah. But I feel like I'm, like, you have to, like, you know how you say... with the fake bag, you have to like look, you have to sort of like
scratch into the
because
surface.
On the surface it's like, oh, she's really well put together, mm-hmm. like, but if you look a bit closer, I just think that's what like being a hun is. It's like, it's quite glam but it's quite rough around the edges. Like, nails gone, pick them all off on holiday. Like, if you look closer to my feet, I've got like a plaster. It's just a bit like rough and ready. Yeah. Like, my clips are hanging out the side, but from far off it's like looking all quite chic.
But then, yeah, right up close. So what I love about hun culture, and this is what I mean, my sort of version of it, it's that whole what am I like mentality. It's like, well,
I think I say that like literally six times a day. What am I like?
If you had to describe hun culture to somebody like who's just come down from space, how could you do it? Because it's quite tricky, don't you
think?
Oh
my gosh, okay. I literally tried to do this yesterday because I told my boyfriend what I was doing, mm-hmm. and he's just, bless him, he's just not in this like
space.
World.
You have...
And I was like, I'm going on this podcast, like I'm really excited about it. And I said, I'm like, you know, we just kind of speak about like Han culture and like pop culture. He was like, what is Han culture? And I was like,
how do I start?
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna really try and break this down for you, my love. I think it's obviously just like fun. It's camp, it's rough, like I said, it's rough around the edges. And it's honestly, I feel like it's like the deep cuts of like, almost like the reality TV and just like the deep cuts of life, of like the finding the comedy in something that like you would never normally see. I don't know.
You mentioned something there which I think is really, really good, is because I did this TikTok recently about what are these really specific moments from like iconic TV shows that everyone's kind of forgotten about, but it's such a massive part of your life. Now, I have so many of these, like from so many silly things that have happened, like even milliseconds that have happened on TV shows 20 years ago that I still quote or think about. And a lot of people were coming back with like, oh, do you remember David's Dead on Big Brother? And I'm like, hun,
everyone
knows about David's Dead. But you've just hit the nail on the head. It's the deep cuts. It's there's something really specific.
That, it's the specificness.
Yeah.
And I think to someone that like doesn't get it, I feel like looking at, for example, like the Hun's Net Instagram page or whatever, or like Love of Hun's, it's like you look at it and they're like, what the hell is this? And then suddenly when they get into
the
it, it's like you could just get obsessed with it. And it's a way of, honestly, it's a way of life.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a code to live your life by. You know, there's definite like fashions, there's definite quotes, there's definite, you know, the ways that Huns go out and enjoy themselves in such specific ways. You know, even like, I don't drink Prosecco because it gives me like
acid reflux,
but I am a Prosecco girly. Do you know what I mean? It's just a mental.
It's a mentality.
It's a mentality.
I'm the exact same. I can't stand Prosecco, and I really wish I did. But it's sort of like, I would describe myself as maybe a Prosecco girly as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Love Prosecco.
Does it get you crazy though?
Oh,
I've been there when you.
No,
oh, the bubbles get me crazy.
The bubbles just get to me head. I am a Prosecco girly. Prosecco girly in a fag. I don't smoke much. You know what I'm saying?
No,
in the morning.
Do you know what it is? I just don't do well with bubbles.
Yeah.
I wish I did, but I don't.
Yeah.
I'm more of just a straight liquor kind of girl.
Hard liquor. Do you know what, actually, this is my hun drink of the week that I've been on holiday recently, like you, and I was away for 11 nights and I kind of drank my way through the cocktail menu and I was like, I can't drink any more cocktails, can't have anything more sugary or anything like that. So A lady in the pool said to me, she said that vanilla vodka Absolut is less calories or less points on one of the Slimming Worlds or something like that, the normal vodka. And I had it with Coke Zero. And do you remember, like, so vanilla vodka and Coke Zero, yes. Do you remember like Coke floats from when you were younger, like ice cream and Coke? That is the new drink of the summer, huns. You've heard it here first.
Oh, wow. I can taste that now, actually.
Yeah.
Would you put lemon in that or no?
You can. I would support that.
What, do you mean a slice of lemon?
A slice of lemon in that.
In the vanilla?
Yeah.
Would it not curdle? like bleh.
No.
What with the vanilla vodka?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait, it's not milk.
Yeah, it's not milk.
I imagine milk, sorry.
But do you know what I mean? I just feel like vanilla, you don't go, but I just can't imagine having any kind of cola drink without a lemon in it.
Yeah.
But with the vanilla, I'm like,
Do you know what, actually, that's just reminded me, actually, holidays, and the hun drink on holiday is lemon Fanta. And is this discontinued in the UK?
There are certain things that I just only will do on holiday, and
same,
that is
hun.
Drink lemon.
So on the podcast, every week we choose a different subject to chat about. Mm-hmm. And I think would you consider yourself a fashion girly?
I try. Yeah. I mean,
I've seen some looks. You've got some good looks.
Thank you. I mean, I honestly, in the past year, I feel like I've made more of an effort into trying to figure out my own style. Yeah. And I really hate it, but I look, you know, I'm at a point now where I kind of look back and I'm like, oh my God, like, what was I wearing? But yeah, I feel like I put some cute looks together.
I love this look you've got.
The sock.
I love the
shoes.
Sock.
This, like, do you know what? I have a rule. A heel has to be like high, you know, like a strip shoe.
I know,
like,
so you're putting me to
working.
Shame.
These are working for me.
I love it.
I love it.
Thank you.
That purple snake. Oh.
You know, a little purple vintage.
Vintage.
I mean, yeah, because I used to live in trainers. Mm-hmm. And then I think like 3 years ago, I was like, you are like, just grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
I mean, that's nothing against trainers. I love the trainer community.
Yes.
But I'm just like,
shout out to the trainers.
I just there is something about, and I'm, you know, I'm literally in a kit and heel, but there's just something about wearing like a boot or a heel which just makes me feel,
I know what you mean,
you know. And mm-hmm. I was walking from Old Street Station and I was like pottering around and I was like, I feel like a woman, you know.
Yeah. It's like slipping on a different role for the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I haven't mastered performing in heels yet.
Same.
But
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't either. I've seen you climbing up scaffolding in heels.
So you need to teach me.
I'll teach
you. You know,
I should choreograph something for you. That'd
please
be fun. Oh my God, yeah.
No, honestly, I've had like heel, like, what is it, like lessons, and like I have done quite a bit, and I am better than I was. Like, I used to literally not set foot on stage at all in heels, and now I'm like, I can perform in them, but I'm not, the choreo's not choreoing.
Do you think your style and how you've evolved, have you had any like hun fashion mistakes or faux pas from back in the day?
Oh my gosh, literally every single thing I wore on the Little Mix tour about 4-5 years ago was kind of iconic in like the hunnish way. But
talk us through it.
Definitely a mistake. I don't know, there was like one where I had this sort of like, I think it was leaning towards, you know, the Madonna Jean-Paul Gaultier, yeah, like gold moment. Mm-hmm.
Bustier.
Yeah, but it was not, but it was slightly ill-fitting. Mm-hmm. And then I had these like black paired with like, you know, like the shuk-shuk trousers that make that noise when you walk.
Oh, like the Pearton.
Yeah, like that, yeah. And I had like baggy, I had those over the top. And I'll try and get a picture for you.
We'll
because it is honestly really bad. And then I had like trainers on and it was just not giving, I thought it was giving like cool check, but it was not great.
But the problem is now is that like, because of like social media and everything like that, everyone's looks are like documented, aren't they? Because I mean, like, I look back to some of my pictures from 2008 and I'm like, who? I look like Sue Perkins because I had hair at the time. Nothing wrong with looking like Sue Perkins, but when you look like this now and then you've got the look of Sue Perkins. I'm actually 6'4", but let's but the thing is that social media, that it's just documented now for eternity.
Part of me like hates that, but part of me does like it because it's like,
It's growth.
It shows the journey.
But also, I think back in the day, like, I would be like, oh, get that photo down. But now, like you, you've got to look back and laugh as well.
Yeah, I made a TikTok about those Little Mix looks, and I just found it quite funny.
You just got to laugh, haven't you?
You just have to, otherwise you'll cry.
What's been your biggest fashion faux pas over the years?
No, when
I've known you for like six years.
I'll tell you what it was.
Go on.
When I was on Drag Race, everything I had was not the one.
What do they call it? Your package? Your Drag Race? Is it your...
package?
What do they call it? Is it like...
What?
No, I'm not talking about your package. Are you on about your...
My runway looks.
Your runway looks.
Yeah. They were honestly terrible. Like, the one I was eliminated in, terrible. If I go back...
When you go back.
When? Not if.
No. yes, when? Manifest. Sorry,
You're manifesting.
I'm manifesting. Sorry. When I go back on Drag Race... the looks will be so much better.
Yeah.
Elevated. That's... different. Mama. Mm.
But do you know what as well? I think what happens is you know, I'm now on the second cycle of Y2K. So I was there like in 2001 living my best life. And now I'm like walking through the streets like every day. And I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of like 2001. I can remember that being in Top Man or that. But it's actually the look of today. I've just recently bought and spent a lot of money on Von Dutch caps.
They're back.
I was
in the nail salon getting my nails done the other day, and every girl in the nail salon had Von Dutch on.
Yeah.
I do sometimes think that I'm like, what is the style of right now? Because I feel like recently, like every kind of fashion trend is just like recycling old.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I'm sure there are like, you know, innovators and like people that, but I'm like, I just feel like all the super popular stuff is just things that we've already seen before, which is kind of fun. It's nostalgic, but
it's not nostalgic when, like, I remember like buying like Von Dutch hats for like, I think they were like 15 quid back in the day, and I've just spent like £40 on one.
Oh my gosh. And the Burberry ones as well. Do you remember that check print one?
Yeah.
It's Camp Cath.
They're having us. Anyway, I think it's time that we look, because we're on this fashion subject. We look in the Hun Street box. Now, May, every week on the podcast, what we do is we've got this gorgeous Hun Street box. It's no expense spared.
No, I'm loving it. It's so stunning. Is that velour?
It's so bougie. It's really expensive. And this is our Hun Street box. And what we do is we bring back items from the past that we think have contributed to Hun culture or will mean a lot to people who are followers of Hun culture when they see this item.
Gorgeous.
Now, Electra, are you ready to show us what is in the Hun Street box this week?
This is the best thing I've ever seen in this box. I'm so excited for this.
You say that every week.
No, but I mean it every week. It gets better and better. Oh. Can I take this home, by the way? She's not. By she, I mean Meg. In this week's Hun Street box is the Gladiator belt.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember these?
I do. I feel like these are also now like...
they are back.
So full disclosure
Full
disclosure here. I went on eBay to find the Gladiator belt, and the original Y2K Gladiator belts that have been through 20 years of like in the back of people's wardrobes, and now people are like, oh my God, they're back, let me get them on eBay. And then Katie, our producer, said to me, she's like, I'm sure they're in Primark. So
I've just seen that. I was like, Primark.
I got it from Primark. So it is technically from the past, but it's definitely from Primark.
It's reworked.
Yeah.
Now you can make about a full outfit out of this. Like the girls used to wear, this is a skirt, and then you cut a bit off.
Jodie Marsh.
Jodie Marsh.
Oh, yeah, it is giving Jodie Marsh.
The boob cover. Like, honestly, it's sick. There you go.
Thank you. Can you share it?
Oh, my God. We could actually wrap it round. That's quite cute.
There we go.
Can look like wrestlers.
Can I touch it a second? Can I borrow it? I think everybody out there watching the pod will have a story about a Gladiator disc belt. And I think that people will remember wearing this with a gypsy skirt, Sienna Miller, boho style back in the day.
It's coming back. Yeah, I feel like on my TikTok, it's all like people are like, they're like layering their belts, and it's like the whole thing.
Talking about belts, you can have that. What I love about belts is Nadine Coyle, actually. I'm going to call you out, Nadine. Nadine Coyle. I'm not calling her out. In fact, I'm celebrating the fact that Nadine Coyle is a double belt wearer. Back in the day, she would have one of those and a glitzy belt that goes over it. And I'm going to hopefully insert a picture into this podcast so you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. Should. She's a double belt wearer. Would you ever wear a double belt?
Maybe. If it felt right.
If it felt right.
If the time was right, then why not, you know?
What were your hun shops growing up? Like, what shops did you shop in, like, you know, for your fashions when you were in your formative years as a hun?
I was a Topshop girly. Yeah. Joanie Jeans, like the,
Joanie Jeans, what's that?
It's like, they were the sort of these like kind of tight jeans, and they were literally like spray on, and they were always high waisted. They would cut off your circulation, and they would do a sort of acid wash finish. And it was, they were like, if you were like a hot girl, I was like, get my, and also this is when I had a, you know, on a birthday and I'd get a bit of birthday money or something. I was very partial to a disco pant.
A disco pant.
I was looking for those American the other
day. American Apparel. Yeah, yes. Did you used to work in American Apparel?
I did used to work in American Apparel. Yeah. When I got that job, I literally was like, I thought that I had made it.
I'd risen.
Because I had everything. I had like, well, I had the disco pants and I had the little disco hot pants. Yeah. I was like 14 going to like house parties in these tiny little disco hot pants, like ass cheeks out. I don't know. I honestly, the things I'm just like, so it was so unsafe. But and I just, the disco pant was, it was a moment. And then I worked there and I was like, I got 50% off everything.
The girlies used to wear those disco pants to like every audition.
Yeah.
Like cruise ship, Broadway. Not Broadway, West End,
Blackpool.
Oh, Blackpool. they were the thing. They were though. The one. I mean, American Apparel was a. I'm like, that was like a. Was that like a fever dream? It was. They really had a. We had the girls in a chokehold.
I always remember that American Apparel. The shops were quite messy inside, weren't they? Because they weren't as like clean.
Yeah, because the girls work in there. We weren't.
Can't be arsed. I'm just here for the disco pant. 50%.
I was there for the discount and the discount only. I remember my manager was so like, she'd been there for like 15 years. And I was like, I'm literally 17. Yeah. You're paying me £7 an hour. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to hang out on the shop floor and like look pretty.
You've just reminded me of something. What were the, because I actually think it's a massive disservice to the youth of today that Topshop and Topman isn't on the high street.
No, that breaks my heart. Yeah. Where are the girls going to get their jewellery from?
Exactly. You just, you know, I know there are other shops are available, but that shop on Oxford Street, Disney.
That was when I heard that was closing down, that hurt me a bit. Like I hadn't gone in there for like years, but I was like, this is gonna, like, what am I gonna do?
That's where you'd meet your friends, like, where are you? Oh, I'm outside Topshop. Oh, I'll meet you there then.
Yeah.
Like,
where are people meeting at? Because it's turned into an IKEA. You don't want to say, oh, meet me outside IKEA.
Also,
I know what you're gonna ask, I think.
Yeah, am I just being silly? You're not gonna go to Oxford Street and buy like a bed frame.
Yes,
right. This is the thing.
Well, how's it gonna work? Where are you gonna park your car?
I'm so. Imagine walking to the underground with a Malmchester drawers on your shoulder.
Now, like in rush hour.
Is it just gonna be an IKEA full of like smaller household
meatballs?
Things?
It's gonna be full of meatballs.
Meatballs
hot dogs.
And the little cinnamon rolls that they have.
Yeah,
they are banging.
So.
Michelin star.
Genuine point on this IKEA thing. This is something that has kept me awake for a while. And I got to the point last year where I actually did this call out on social media and I was like, I need to know, because this is like bothering me, how are people going to walk through Oxford Street with like loads of furniture? And apparently it's going to follow the model of the store in Hammersmith, which is basically like the marketplace downstairs. So you know when you go to the big IKEA and then you go downstairs,
so they're going to be selling like lamps and stuff.
Lamps and things that
you're still carrying a lamp home.
Yeah, but apparently
like bedside lamp.
Yeah.
Oh right, that's all right then.
Yeah. But apparently it's still gonna have some of the showroom there, but you order it for delivery.
That is rubbish.
It's rubbish.
I also feel like that is such a huge space that you could have used that for something more.
You've got
interesting.
A lot of feelings. Yeah.
No, I'm so passionate about it. Like, I just don't understand. Like, you took Topshop away for lamps. Like, I'm so pissed.
There's the TikTok.
Yeah, there's the TikTok. IKEA, Oxford Street. If you do want to get in touch and issue a statement on what the actual premise of this shop is, we will include it. The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples,
We've got zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons, and limes. And we've got strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think strawberry will be stunning, tropical the tastiest, or zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
So as you know, every week on the podcast, we delve into the news stories and the current affairs that are going on in the media, on social media, and we discuss them. So this week, Electra, what has been going hun?
What's happening?
What's been happening, love?
Oh, sadly, my loves, Pride Month is coming to an end. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Mate, what do you like do? Pride Month? Well, of course, I
hate it. No, hate it. Not a fan not myself. A fan.
Would not recommend.
Would not recommend. No, I love Pride Month.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just fun.
It's loads of parties.
Do you know what I mean?
Stuff.
Obviously, it's like... There's obviously like the parties are fun, like the events are fun.
But there's
and also,
a meaning behind it.
There's obviously
it as well.
Like a super important meaning, and I feel like there's just like the energy is good. And I feel like, you know, sometimes you do see it's like, okay, now people that have like never posted about like LGBTQ plus like issues are now posting about it in this 1 month. But I'm like, you know what? At least you're doing something. But I just love the energy.
I think what I like about it is that it. You start to hear about people's stories as well, like because mm-hmm. obviously they're highlighted through a lot of the time through different brands and stuff like that. And like I say, you know, obviously, you know, we don't support pink washing or anything like that. But it, you know, people are thinking about it, and it is putting people's stories in the things. That's what I really like about it. And of course, I like the parties as well.
It's just it's good fun.
It's good, get yourself out.
I love the cockatees and the prosecco and. The
so much Prosecco.
And the cash because you booked him busy.
No cash.
She's booked them busy.
The brands that I've worked with this Pride season are the brands that I've worked with in the past before Pride.
Exactly.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Like they've stuck by
the relationship.
The relationship. And they've, like, whenever there's been a comment, they've always stuck up and stuff like that. And that's the same with, like, Strongbow being one of them as well.
Exactly. We've worked with Strongbow on Pride campaigns for the last couple of years. And, you know, goes without saying, they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk.
And they don't
well.
Just do Pride season, they do every season. Yeah. They're fantastic. Sorry to plug Strongbow.
Absolutely, we love. That was also another one of my drinks of choice when I was younger.
Is it? What was your favourite one?
Was there a blackberry one?
It's like dark fruit.
Yeah, dark fruit. Oh, gosh.
You'll be pleased to know, plug, that there are new flavours as well.
Tell me about
they've
it.
They've got zest, strawberry, zest. Tropical's my favourite.
Is zest like a sort of citrus lime
citrus
vibe.
Mangoes.
Banging.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, Strongbow, I see you.
Come through. Okay, so you've been getting in touch as well, telling us what you think is so hun. And Electra, what have we got from our listeners this week that they think is so hun that we need to talk about?
Right. I'm confused by this one. But anyway, Jen from London says those 90s bags with the photo printed on them are so hun. Right. Did you have one of these made? Like a bag with like... some people have like printed. Like...
I was only in the 90s for 3 years.
Oh, of course,
okay.
So it was great though.
Gareth was in there for the full decade.
Thank you, thank you, Electra. Back in your box. I don't actually know what Jen from London's talking about.
Also, what is a 90s bag?
Yeah,
I feel like that spans a lot of bags.
Yeah,
well, and like, are we what kind of photo? Is it a family photo?
I'm thinking tote bag with like. Your dead nan on it saying R.I.P. to Tesco.
You would have loved Gemma Collins.
Yeah. I love that. R.I.P. nan. You would
you would have loved cheese steak.
You would have loved pickled onion monster munch.
R.I.P. nan. You would have loved Smirnoff Ice.
R.I.P. nan. Woolworths gloves down. Sorry, love.
R.I.P. nan. You would have loved IKEA Oxford Street. Maybe she would.
She just missed it.
Oh. Anyway, if you do want to get in touch with us with things that you think are so hun.
Sorry, we can't just gloss over that. What are we?
R.I.P. Nan.
Yeah.
No, like, the
bag.
I need a picture of the bag. Can we, like, let's find it.
Yeah.
Was it Jem?
Yeah.
See, when I read this, I thought she meant that those bags that I'd like. There was this one woman that used to take a picture of you and draw a picture of you on the bag, but in like a cartoon form.
Oh, a bit like Clarabella. Is it Clarabella? Clarabella.
That's what I thought it was.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Clarabella. They do like towels and stuff as well. And it's they're like a bit like Bratz dollsy sort
of
thing.
Oh, I think I do know what you mean.
And everyone had one. Everyone.
Clarabella. And they put your name on it as well,
yes,
don't they?
In that gold glitter pen.
In the gold glitter pen. Can we confirm, actually, does anybody out there know
what
am I correct?
What
I'm talking about. And B,
out.
Is Clarabella a thing? I'm pretty sure it is.
I
know it's a thing, actually, but I just want to make sure that I've pronounced it right. Clarabella, get
Clarabella.
In touch.
Clarabella.
Clarabella.
R.I.P. Clarabella.
I think she's talking about Clarabella.
I think she is.
Yeah.
Not her R.I.P. That's back.
We should make those.
Okay, so it's now time for one of the items that we've spoken about on today's pod to take a bow, and we are going to crown that item the honeyest thing of the week, and we're going to call it That's So Hun. So, just to recap, we've spoken about Fanta Lemon. We've spoken about Hun Heels. We've spoken about the Gladiator Disc Belt. We've spoken about American Apparel / Topshop. We've spoken about Photo Bags and Clarabella. What do we want to crown this week? So, Hun, Electra, what are you going to say?
I'm going to go with the big publicity stunt that is IKEA Oxford Street.
That is
used to be Topshop. So we're going to go with Topshop.
Topshop.
Yeah, Topshop / IKEA.
Slash.
Slash.
Our hopes and dreams just gone.
In the rubble.
Slash.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one.
Yeah, I agree. I think the saga surrounding Topshop Oxford Street is going to be the honeyest thing that has happened this week and forever. So keep a close eye on the goings on at Oxford Street to see how this all pans out.
It's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like this has been going on for a long time.
So IKEA / Topshop / Oxford Street, That's So Hun. This week, you get to take a bow. So May, thank you for joining us on the podcast today. It's been random, it's been honey, it's been funny. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I've loved it. Honestly, I wish like every single thing I ever did was just this. Like this is, I just love.
Like therapy sometimes, isn't
it?
It
is.
Just chatting.
I actually don't need therapy anymore. Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
This podcast.
You've cured me.
I know.
yeah, no, it's been so much fun.
So tell everybody what's going on this summer for May moving forward. What's going on in the world of May Muller?
What's going on in the world of May? Well, I've had some time off, which was thoroughly needed. I feel like the past, like 2022, 2023 were just like insanity. And so I've just been like recalibrating.
Taking stock.
And now I'm back in the studio and I'm so excited about the music that I'm making. I feel like it just feels fun. It feels like I'm having fun again, which I am, and I'm really excited.
Do you think that will that come through in like the style of music as well? Will it be like upbeat?
No, it's upbeat. I think for a while I was a bit like, oh, I don't really know like even what I want to make anymore. Uh-huh. I don't know what I want to write about. I felt a bit stuck, and then I think I just had this one session and it kind of clicked from there, and I'm like, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like I love pop music, and I think I want to carry on doing that, but in my own.
Yeah.
In my own way, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I just think that I think pop music is in a really exciting place at the moment. So
I think, I think we need some good, real good feel good pop music. Do you know what I mean?
Listening to it at the minute.
I've just been listening to Brat on repeat.
Oh, Charlie XCX. It's very, everything's Brat now.
I know. And I feel like I just have no personality because I'm just constantly listening to it, but it is. It's very good.
One asked, but I'm a Sabrina Carpenter kind of girly
now.
Oh,
I love Sabrina.
Please.
Do we like Barry?
Who's Barry? Boot camp.
Barry from EastEnders.
Barry Bullshit. No, who's Barry?
Barry Scott from Silip Bang. I'm Barry
R.I.P.
Scott.
Barry. Who's Barry?
# who's Barry? Yeah. That's all I needed to hear.
That'll be on that bag. Great. # who's Barry?
Who is Barry?
Sabrina's boyfriend.
Oh, Barry!
Barry!
Barry from Saltburn.
Barry!
Yeah.
No, sorry.
We're on first name basis.
Sorry, I was like, Barry, right, that Barry, right.
Well, we're really excited to see what comes out of your new music, and we'll definitely keep a close eye on it and definitely give it a loads and loads of hun love. Where can everybody find you on socials? Tell everybody if they're not following you already.
We can do Instagram at Mae Muller, Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I had a bit of a break on TikTok because it was starting to scare me, but she's back. Yeah, all the good ones.
All the good ones. Make sure you check out Mae Muller's brand new music and when it comes out, and follow her on all the socials.
Well, for more hun content.
For more hun content. Well, before we leave today, Electra, will you leave us with a hunspirational quote to give everybody some hunspiration this week after listening to this pod?
Of course. So, I don't know if anyone knows this. I ran the London Marathon. And don't look at the camera like that, Kath. And I ran the London Marathon.
That's amazing.
I know, full drag and everything. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, honestly.
I'm doing it next year as well. Don't be bored of this. I say it every week. So I did the London Marathon. And just before I ran, this one lovely human said to me, oh, it sounded like I said human centipede then. This one lovely human said to me.
This is not the lovely quote. Human
this
centipede.
Is the longest quote anyway. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
Hot.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. See you next time on That's So Hun.
Smash the world.
That was gorgeous.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you're following at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.